Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carl Banks is brought to you by Geico. Saving you money on car insurance has been in Geico's playbook for over 75 years. So what are you waiting for? Get a quote at geico.com by Spine and Rehabilitation Centers in New Jersey. In pain, call 833-NJ-HERTZ today by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit one of their 80 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, or book online at handandstone.com. And by your local Kia dealers, whether where quality and style meet rugged performance. Learn more at Kia.com. Kia, give it everything. Carl, how was your weekend?
What's up, Carl?
My weekend's good. Hi, guys. My weekend was okay. I didn't have to watch any Giants football.
Well, hey, look, you know what? It was a good weekend for the Giants because they picked up ground in the division, Carl. I mean, let's be honest. They didn't play.
Well,
and Washington smacks
Dallas
around.
If we're being honest, the NFC East stinks.
Well, yes. Obviously.
Yes.
And the Dallas Cowboys. But let's start with that, Carl. The Dallas Cowboys are in disarray. I mean, not only now that Dalton gets the concussion yesterday, and they're in disarray now, the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a long season, but the one thing that never fails, and it's happening earlier this season than ever, is that the hype, the performance just doesn't match the hype. And in the past, they would be just good enough, you know, and you know that they're in the hunt for a playoff or in the hunt for the division, which I guess they're still in the hunt for the division.
Sure are, yeah.
But, you know, when you get all that talent and all that hype, and then they're just ordinary, you know, because on paper, I had them winning the division when the season started, even though Philadelphia is such a well-coached team.
Right.
I thought from a talent perspective, both sides of the football, I thought that they would be out front of everyone in the NFC East. And it's just they've just become just this ordinary team. And like I said, it's still early. They may hit their stride, but right now, like the hype just has not – I mean, the performance has not – master hype in any way, shape, or form.
Well, the good news for this division, and this does include the Giants, as unrealistic as it sounds, is that if you start playing better football and you start winning games, the math is not totally against you because how bad this division is. But here's the difference, I think, with the Dallas Cowboys and everybody else. They're in real disarray.
No
I mean,
question.
You're hearing players
yep.
undermining
yep.
the head coach. You had the head coach, and I got to tell you, I agreed with him when he came out after the game and said, how come nobody went into the face of John Bostic after that dirty hit on Andy Dalton? Not one person did.
And well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
McCarthy's been away from the game for a while. He's like the guy in Goodfellas. You've been away for a while. Things have changed. Players don't do that anymore.
Oh, they
They're
still do that,
friends.
Though, Carl.
Come on.
They're
no,
all
been away
driven.
A year, Carl. Carl, he was sat out 1 year as a
Listen,
head coach.
Listen, I don't disagree with him. But I'm just telling you, these players today do not take these things personal enough. And, you know, being away from the game for a year is like being away for a lifetime. If you sit up and you look at, you know, the things that really matter to some of these players, it's just they're not invested in it at that level. Like, it's not an all-for-one and one-for-all. Now, some teams are. You know the tough-minded teams, you know, and there's just not enough of those guys out there. So I agree with him, But these guys are so afraid that, you know, maybe I won't get invited to this guy's camp or to his party.
You know what, Carl? Tell me if I'm wrong. If that was Dak Prescott, they're going after John Bostic. And maybe it's because they don't know Andy Dalton that well. He basically walked through the door 5 minutes ago. If you think about it, he's new to the franchise. But maybe they just don't have that much emotionally invested in him. I don't know. Because I think if Dak's done that, I think if that happens to Dak, they're in his face.
No. In his face for doing what? In his face just yapping. There won't be one push. There won't be anything.
I'm not saying there's going to be any kind of assault on him or anything. I get that. I'm not even going that far, but I think more, I guess, anger towards what was clearly a cheap hit. I mean, it was a very cheap hit.
Of course, but it tells you all you need to know about the mentality of that team. And now they're going to all run out there next week and be fake tough guys.
But here's my question, because
next week, by the way, which is a huge game in a division next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Are the Dallas Cowboys fixable? Because it does feel like the coach has lost the room. So when you look at them, forget the record of 2-5, because they're right there. They go beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday night. Everything's different. But do you think their situation is fixable based on what's happened the last few weeks?
Yes. I think anything, as long as you have a talent base, you can fix it, because winning cures a lot. But their issue is, and I don't want to say culture, but I don't know if there's a belief system, because you have Zeke being benched because he fumbles a lot. He seems indifferent. Then he comes back last night, and what do you have, 40 yards? 60 yards, something like that?
Yeah, he was not very
productive. Three points against Washington.
It was also like the worst matchup possible, right, with the decimated offensive line versus the clear strength of Washington, which is their defensive line. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? When you've got – okay, it's just a mess in the NFC East. I mean, you can look at anybody's roster and see what talent they have, and clearly in this division – they haven't figured out how to use it to their advantage on a consistent basis, because whatever Washington is up front, on the back end, they're not. And that's one thing that the Dallas Cowboys have: talented receivers. They've got a talented running back. They, you know, but you can say that to anybody. I mean, you can look at any roster in the NFC East. There are some advantages that they just don't, they have not figured out how to leverage. Just that plain and simple. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about the Dallas Cowboys, but we can pick any team, including, you know, the Giants, who can't figure out how to end the game. You know, so it's no different. It's all the same. It's a mess in the division.
You know, something that I have not been able to say for really 20 years now, and that is that the New England Patriots are a bad football team. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of that game yesterday, Carl, but they had San Francisco imposed their will on the New England Patriots yesterday, and they look like a team that is really on their way to a 5-6 win season. I mean, that's what they look like right now. What do you think?
I tweeted it out. It's been a long time since I've seen a Bill Belichick coach defense play so poorly fundamentally. The tenets of their defense, their players were just doing whatever they wanted to do, not setting the edge, taking the wrong angle, taking the wrong side on blocks. And for whatever the 49ers are, they are a meat and potatoes run team. So I'm sure they taught it and tried to prepare those guys, and they just went out and did whatever they wanted to do.
Yep, no doubt.
It was awful. I was embarrassed, because – I've never seen, no matter what the talent level is on a Belichick team, the one thing you can always count on is them being fundamentally sound, and then the talent just either wins or loses games for them. But I tell you, boy, they were just out of place, I would say 85% of the game. Yeah. Like, their guys just were not where they were supposed to be, and it wasn't like the 49ers were a step ahead, but it wasn't like the 49ers were giving them a lot of razzle-dazzle. It was the same basic stuff. They give them a little window dressing. But after that, it's the same basic plays. And I'm like, wow, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, they slammed it down their throat. I mean, yeah. there's no doubt about it. I mean, it was unbelievable watching that yesterday.
The first Patriots three-game losing streak in 18 years.
Is that what it is?
You know,
18
years,
huh?
Yep. I wouldn't count them out. It's a long season. They'll get it fixed to some level, to some degree, and we'll see where it lands. But, you know, Bill doesn't rest. He corrects things. He said they were out-coached and out-played, so obviously, he felt that there are some things that they could have done better.
They don't have a lot of players, Carl. You know, I look at that roster now. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's not a lot of players on that team, Carl. There just isn't.
That's the NFL. I mean, you're losing players left and right every week. So, I don't know if that's an excuse because the 49ers didn't have a lot of players when they beat the Giants.
And they are missing a lot of players.
And they still are. They're still missing a ton of guys.
Right. So it's not like, you know, they're the only team in the league.
Wilson yesterday had a big game. He got hurt on that last touchdown.
Yeah. So it's not like they're the only team in the league with the same issues. I mean, this is what it is.
We're talking to Carl Banks. Let me go back to a little bit of pain. Let's go back to Thursday night a little bit because I think for a lot of Giant fans, I mean, this is probably the most painful loss they've had in a long time, which is saying something because they haven't played a lot of meaningful games over the last half a decade.
Right.
When you look back at what went wrong, and it could be as simple as if Evan Engram holds on to a football, the Giants win the game, but they also committed so many brutal penalties down the stretch. When you look at how they managed to blow an 11-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go, what sticks out to you the most?
Lack of execution. Simple. It's the same thing that continues to stick out for me. Whether it's the Dallas game where Marcus Golden commits a penalty and Dallas starts their drive at midfield. Every week it's something different. And this one was even more unique because you saw a textbook 5-minute drive literally slip through their hands. And that is, you know, so when you say, well, you know, they picked on the Giants' weak link and they got Ryan Lewis in a one-on-one, the Eagles' offense never sees the field again with that one catch if it's executed.
Of course.
It's just that simple. So we can talk coaching, we can talk players with the Giants and the way they're constructed. And I said this last week. Those coaches are going to every game with their eyes open. So they have a set of plays, and they think that if they can execute it, it gives them their best chance to win. And when the players don't execute that, that's when they get exposed. And so, I mean, the defensive backfield is a revolving door. So they have to limit their exposure. So what they could exploit on offense was a good run game and a chance to win it, literally. And that was the most disappointing part about it. And I'm not going to – because Evan Engram's a human being. So I can't make this personal. But from a professional standpoint, with that talent that you have, it's not enough to be able to get it when you want it. You got to get it when your team needs it. That's what the big-time players do in the NFL. Now, there are plenty other situations, personal fouls that hurt them, that kept the Eagles in the game. There's a lot of things, but the one that stands out is when you're just running a textbook drive, which would have been so great for the morale of that team to just really ram it down their throat and just end it. And you get the right play, you get the right matchup, and it slips through your hands. Or you're hitting a crossing route, ball bounces off you, and it's an interception. So, I mean, your best players in a season like this, you have to be able to count on those guys. Those are the guys that you got to say here, and they did a great job of getting Evan in the game early in the Florida game. They were feeding him, they were doing a lot of different things with him, and it was great for the offense. Now, when they need you, you got to be available for that team to close it out. That's what big time tight ends do, and you got that talent. And when you don't, you can't execute that, then it just puts you as a guy that frustrates fans. And I use the word heartbreaker. He breaks your heart, you know, because you love so much about him and you want to see him be that player. You want to see him be able to close out games because they found the mismatch. He's got to step on a guy, catch the ball, game over. That's what your big-time tight ends do. That is the expectation. And I'm not saying this to make it personal because I like him and I root for him. But big-time tight ends have to make those plays. They make those plays.
Sure.
Guys with talent that can't, they're just inconsistent and they continue to break your heart.
Carl, you don't have to be a big-time talent to make that play. A professional receiver in the National Football League catches the ball. You know, you don't have to be a Pro Bowl player. And let's be honest about Ingram. He's been a major disappointment now. I mean, he's had all kinds of injuries. He's dropped a ton of passes. And that was a disaster the other night. I mean, he's been a massive disappointment. I don't think there's any other way to say it.
That's the one that sticks out in your craw. I mean, if you can just tally up all the different things that have been inconsistent with him, that one would be the crown.
I would agree. Yep.
And because, like I said, because you root for him, because he's so talented, but yet it just doesn't come together. And the one opportunity early in the season for it to really click, for not only him, but for his offense and for his team, it didn't happen. That's the disappointing part. And I know no one's more disappointed than he is. But the reality is, like you said, as a professional, you got to make that play. Simple.
Absolutely. And I know the division stinks. I get it. But at the end of the day, someone's going to win the division, and somebody's going to host a playoff game.
Right.
And if he catches that football, they're tied for first place. That's where we are right now.
With wins over Washington and Philly as well.
Right. But where we are right now is on to Tampa. So he's got to try to put it together against Tampa. The best thing he can do is just to perform and put this thing as far in the rearview mirror as possible and hope that this division stays as ugly as it is so that they can be competitive in it and give themselves a chance to compete for the division.
Now, let me ask you about Tampa because I'm not defending it. What's happened in the NBA, but something's happened in the NBA over the last few years that annoys people, and that's star players get to pick who the coach is. Star player gets to pick their teammate, right? That's been going on in the NBA for a while. Mm-hmm. Here's what I know over the last few weeks in the NFL. J.J. Watt was done with Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien got fired. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady wanted Antonio Brown. Bruce Arians said point blank, I heard the audio with Tiki and Tierney a few months ago, I don't want him. And he said it essentially, don't want the guy. I know the guy. I don't want him. Mm-hmm. And voila, Antonio Brown is a Buccaneer. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but are we not seeing star players in the NFL get exactly what they want?
We've always seen it. You just haven't been paying attention. guys openly recruit each other at the Pro Bowl and, you know, via their social media, they cape for guys all the time. So, the J.J. Watt, Bill O'Brien should have been gone a long time ago.
No, you're right about that.
Well,
he should have been gone.
Just
a while
the fact that,
amen to that.
J.J. Watt had enough because he was probably the coach's biggest supporter. And when he throws his hands up, I guess the ownership says, you know what? We've been thinking about this anyway.
Let's just do it.
Look, when he traded away DeAndre Hopkins to me, that was it. Oh. O'Brien he basically had half his body out the door in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you got a quarterback and a receiver has a great relationship on the field. A receiver who, from what we know, has no off-the-field issues. He's a little bit introverted, I guess, in the building. But those are receivers for you. They are different people. But you're going to take your best player, your best chance to win games when it's close, take him out of your locker room, and you got nothing to replace him. It's not like they drafted somebody his equal or, you know, a really good wide receiver that everybody's talking about like what Dallas has.
Right.
You know, this guy, I mean, they take him out, he's a star receiver. And they got nothing. How does that make your quarterback feel?
No, it was horrible. And terrible. Now, what do you think, though, of Tampa deciding to bring in Antonio Brown? I mean, right now, Tom Brady already has Mike Evans. He's got Chris Godwin. When he's healthy, he's had his injury issues. He's made this Scotty Miller look like an NFL player.
Gronk
is back into the world.
Leonard
right.
Fournette.
Yeah. So I think, you know, from a football standpoint, I get where Tom Brady wants to stack his team. He's a pretty good analyst when it comes to evaluating the conference, the division, and seeing where they could have some advantages. I personally have an issue with it because of his issue with women. But that's a whole other conversation because the NFL –
they're allowing it.
Oh, we're talking about Antonio Brown here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to talk about the things that the NFL allows, the star treatment, I don't care so much about and the NFL allowing that. But when you have bad actors, guys who are abusive to women, that's my issue.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Issue. So, I mean, professionally, I see where it's going. Personally, and it's just my opinion and the opinion of many, I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wonder, because I heard the same thing and Arians didn't want him at all, but I got to believe that, any misstep in Brown isn't going to be there long. I that's what I think.
No, he won't. And Arians, I mean, this wasn't a Tom Brady call. I mean, Tom probably said, yes, I want him if we could get him. And Bruce probably said, I hate him. I don't like him, but if he can help us, I'll take a chance with him on a very short rope, and the rest is up to Antonio Brown. But like I said, you know, the morality of it is a whole nother conversation.
Yeah,
but
as soon as Carl, the NFL said it was okay for teams to bring him in, you knew there were going to be teams who said morality be damned. Seattle was trying to bring him in too.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
Look, morality has never been a strong suit as much as I love the NFL.
Well, it gets compromised every opportunity they have to
let's be honest about that. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we know that.
No doubt. Should be interesting, though, on Monday night, because one thing about the Giants, I'll give them this, they have been very competitive in a lot of these games. Back to the Ram game. I don't think any of us really gave them a shot in that game, and they were competitive. So I don't know if they're going to beat the Buccaneers on Monday night at MetLife, but their track record this season has been they'll be in the football game. Because outside of the Niner game, which was an out-and-out disaster, they've been in every game. Now, that's not good enough. Eventually, you got to win a few of them.
Yeah.
But they have been in every single game this year.
Yeah, and, I mean, being in every single game and blowing one against Philadelphia doesn't help your psyche when you're in one and you have a chance to win it. Like, winning one that, like in Philadelphia, you have a different confidence level. When you get into a game like Tampa, the belief that, hey, let's do this right, we'll win, we'll beat these guys. But right now, we'll get close and we'll see what happens.
How good do you think Tampa is, Carl? I mean, they're 5-2 right now. We talked about all the weapons that they have. Brady's playing well. No doubt he's getting time to throw the football. Their defense is playing pretty good. You look at them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think you have to right now, right?
Yeah, you do. Now, Brady still has his flaws, but it's just hard to exploit them. I mean, you know, you see some balls that hit the dirt going outside the numbers, and then you see him throw some perfect ones in the back of the end zone. So the key is, and you credit their offensive line, they do not let Tom Brady get off kilter. You know, he can work through whatever issues he has because he's never under duress. So you've got to really, if you're going to do anything to Tom, you got to try to get to him mentally. And just if he's making mistakes, he's had a few games where he's throwing pick sixes, right?
Yep,
but you cannot allow him to have everything, his full talent on display. You've got to give him things to think about. You got to get him off balance because the way they're playing right now, their offensive line, they found a rhythm for Tom, and they can live with an incomplete pass because they know he's going to be settled and come in and make another play for him.
Carl, good talking to you. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks on everything going on in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.